السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله سيستر مريم. I'm well. How are you? And how is everybody? Sister Maria, Sister Mariam, Sister Nadia, Sister Widad. And oh, we're among ladies today. Hopefully more will join us. I sent a message, but it wasn't a very exciting message. But let's get started. Okay, my husband gave me my hijab so that I can see Salam properly. Okay, I'm on my couch right now. Okay, let me see here. Video settings, preview. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Here I am in person. I'm going to stop the camera right now. Because my computer, as you know, doesn't like to share its resources. So let's switch from the video to the screen sharing and let's get started with our session. Where's my screen sharing button? Screen sharing. I better maximize this. Share. Screen. Share. All right, and I still want to show the chat. Where's my little chat? Here's the chat. Okay, let's get started. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. No, Sister Mariam, I think in the interest of time and of full participation, we're going to keep things equal so that the people typing in the are not kind of a little bit delayed. So we're going to do typing, if that's okay. All right, so first we have one thing on our menu today, and that is Quran study continued. We're going to continue Surat Hud, inshallah. And a note about the academic objectives of Quran study. Obviously, there are spiritual benefits of Quran study. That goes without saying. However, there are also academic benefits. So one of them is to be able to apply our grammar to an external resource, right? So applying it outside of a table where everything is rather easy, we're going to apply it to a resource external to our course materials. In this case, the best we could, the Quran. Secondly, acquisition of vocabulary. I forgot to put my earphones in and I don't want you guys hearing me tapping on the keyboard. And always I get the wrong earbuds. I get the ones for the phone. So now I am plugging in. So you might hear a little bit of difference in the sound. Well, I will increase the volume to compensate for that. And you tell me if it's too low and I'll just increase it. Where's my little notification that tells me? Where's my little thing that tells me that I put my earphones in? I saw it come on the screen. I don't see it anymore. Okay. Can you hear this? Can you hear tapping? Okay, that means that the earbuds are connected. Excellent. So let's go back to what we were saying. The second one is acquisition of vocabulary. Obviously, okay, I'm putting it up from 96 to 100.
So hopefully that is good. So we'd like to do more exposure to vocabulary, but given the time that we have, alhamdulillah, at least we are getting a chance to expose ourselves to some vocabulary. So we're going to jump right in to the next ayah. Just to recap where we had ended in the lecture, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is building the ship. The people are passing by, making fun of him. So he says, if you mock us, then we will mock you just like you are mocking us. So we are here. You can see my table. And I will put this. I think actually, no, I better keep it this way. Otherwise, everything's going to go all over the place. All right. So this time I have whited out and grayed out and greened out the text so that you guys can't see the answers in advance. So we're going to start with Ayah 39. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Prophet Nuh alayhi salam as saying, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And so we're going to, in this part of the table, we're going to do the black part, and then we'll switch to another table just for space purposes. We'll switch to a different table. So what do I write first in this first box here? Okay. I'll have to agree because how many words is this first string here of text? This one right here. That's right. Okay, so we'll start with fa. And what is fa? Okay, if I say what is, it means grammatically. If I say what does fa mean, then you give me the meaning. If you can remember like that, that would be easier. Yeah, so, yes. So the meaning is so, but yes, it is a harf. And we'll learn more about the harfa, which is very interesting. We'll learn more about it in step 3. But for now, we'll just say that it is a harf. And the meaning? All right, two meanings. That's right, so or then. Both can apply even in this ayah. What goes in the second box? Okay, sofa. Now, more to the point, what is sawfa? It is a harf. And who remembers what this harf does? Sister Maryam, don't give out all the answers. Maybe you meant to paste something else. Okay, so what does the harf sawfa do? Anybody remembers? We learned about this in class. I'm going to show you a snip from the class notes, page 64, but I'd like to, it's okay. Everybody don't read her message. Okay, Sister Nadia said something about the future. Who else? Okay, yes. Brother Raid concurs. All right, so this is from the class notes, if this looks familiar to you. So the present tense is used for both the present and the future. How do you know? You know by context or by the letter sa in front of the fi'l, like in sa'ya'lamuna, or the word sawfa before the present tense fi'l, sawfa ta'lamuna. So that is what we have now. So we're going to just to show that the voice cut off, did the voice cut off for everybody or just one person? Okay, Sister Maryam, maybe you can relaunch the app. It might be your internet. May Allah make it easy. So this harf, it is going to give the meaning of future. So until we can connect it with its fi'l in a moment, we're going to say that it means will, like it's going to add the meaning of will to the next word. And what goes in the next box? Actually, you know what? I'm not going to wait for you guys to answer. If it's straightforward like this, I'm just going to put it here. Ta'lamuna. Okay, so ta'lamuna is What is ta'lamuna? Okay, alhamdulillah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, present tense fi'il, what's its status? مرفوع. What is its fa'il? Wow. And the wow represents which pronoun? Look again, Sister Nadia. Oh, look again, Sister Maryam. Ah, Brother Raid. Okay, Sister Widad, I think you meant like more, a little bit more than that. Sister Nadia, very good. And the answer is wow, meaning you all. Excellent, very good. Okay, so now we will put it together, right? So, سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, you all will know. Make sense? Okay, for the next, in this next bit, if you want to unmute yourself, we're just going to review a little bit of conjugation. If you want to unmute yourself for this segment, that's up to you. Otherwise, you can type it. I'd like you to tell me how you would say he knows. It's okay, Sister Maryam, if there's like too much noise and or if there's just a bit of noise, that's fine. How would you say he knows? Yes, okay, we're gonna go a little bit fast like a drill. And she knows. Good. Okay. How about you know? Excellent. All right. And how about I know?
A'lamu.
Very good. People, they concur. Okay. Alhamdulillah. And who's unmuted right now? Is it Sister Maryam? Let me see. Okay, Sister Maryam, give them a moment because they have to type. So give them a moment to answer and then you can share your answer as well when you start seeing them appear on the screen. Lastly, we know. Excellent. Okay, that's very good, mashallah. How about they know?
Ya'lamuna.
Very good. And lastly, you all know. All right. Ta'lamuna. Very good. Mashallah. So, ya'lamu, ta'lamu, ta'lamu, a'lamu, na'lamu, ya'lamuna, ta'lamuna. Alhamdulillah, we did a little bit of conjugation revision. That's excellent. Let's get back to our sentence analysis here. The next word is men. The next word is men. What type of word is men? Not min, not the harf min. This is very different. It's very important that we notice our fatha on the mim. Very important. So harf jar would be min. Any guesses as to what men is? Actually, maybe you can guess just by its position. Ta'lamuna, you all know. Normally, yes, we're typing now. So normally, we after a fi'il, we will have what kind of word? Often we have a maf'ul. And a maf'ul is going to be an... Just trying to... Yes. Man is... Exactly that. It is an ism. It's very interesting ism. There's going to be a lot to learn about it, inshallah. Oop, I forgot to put the translation here. You all know. Okay, well, you all knew that. past tense. So the word man means what? Yes, I know, Sister Maryam. That was funny. Yes, it means who. Excellent. So next... What do we have next? فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ. What is this? How many words? Sister Nadia says two. Brother Raid says two. Okay, what's the first one if there's two? Oh, mashallah, Arabic numbers. I don't even know where to get them on my keyboard, mashallah. Yes, very good, mashallah. Yeah, T. All right. And what's the other part that goes in this box? Hi to you too. Yes, he. Yeah, T, he. And what is Ya'ti? You know what? Let's start actually. We're going to talk about the root first, because the root is Hamza, Ta, Ya, and that makes it irregular. Why is it irregular? Good. Okay. What other reason? Brother Ali. Brother Ali remembers from this morning. MashaAllah, he paid very good attention. There are two irregularities in this verb, in this root. The Hamza and the Ya. Yes, Sister Maryam, that's correct as well. So because of that, I'm not going to ask you if it's Marfu, Majzoom. It won't be Majzoom. Majzoom or Mansoob, because that status and irregular roots is going to be a very irregular conversation, which is going to confuse us at this point. So we're going to leave it till step three. At this point, we're just going to spot irregularities and absorb them so that we're able to unpack them later on. So I'm going to tell you right now that this is a present tense fi'l. And is there a clue that tells you that it's a present tense fi'l? Is there something that helps you to identify that? Excellent. Yeah, at the beginning. Very good, mashallah. Very, very good. And what's the fa'il of this? What's the fa'il? That one, I'm going to tell you, because it's very hard to figure it out without knowing. Yeah, feel. Okay, mashallah. Yes. HP something. Yes, HP something. I like that. It is HP he. That's right. And let's look at this fa'il. We're going to, no, where is it? Okay, here. So we have our root. We have our root. Hamza ta, yeah. All right. And this fi'il is ata. Ya'ti. Let's look it up in the dictionary. Although you can already see my little screenshot here. I keep Google Chrome closed because apparently it's a power leech. I don't know if there's another word for it, but anyways, it sucks a lot of resources. So I keep it closed. And so now I put a link for myself here. Okay, so ata ya'ti. So if you remember, I hope you remember because that was recently, right? We talked about harf jar usage with fi'il. So we talked about how when a fi'il is used in a sentence, the meaning of a harf jar can change. We also talked about these parentheses here. You guys recall this? This thing that I'm circling with my mouse? Okay. That's good. Brother Raid remembers. Hopefully the others remember as well. You just riveted to the screen. So, ata ya'ti. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Ata ya'ti, right? Then we have the masdar. Then it says here, the meaning is to come. Now it says that when it comes with the harf ila, the meaning is what? To come, you fill in the blank, to come to, very good. With harf ila, so ata ila, to come to. Now let's say you were to have no harf, but you still had a mafrul, and the ha here, okay, the ha represents which pronoun? Yes, okay, so who. And it means like if you have an attached pronoun who, and what would the attached pronoun be? What would it be its role in a sentence? The pronoun attached to the fi'l, attached pronoun to a fi'l, what would its job be in the sentence? It would be a maf'ul. Excellent. So if you have a maf'ul, that's an attached pronoun, so you will say to come to him, right? To come to him. So let's go back here. We have it, where'd it go? All right, we have here to come to. So let's go back to our table here. So ya'ti, he. So do we have the attached pronoun who as our maf'ul? Yes, we do. And so what is the translation going to be? Okay, but okay. Yes, mashallah. We're not going to say to come to him because we're not going at the ya'ti here. We're doing present tense fi'l. So we're going to say ya'ti, exactly. Ya'ti means he or it comes, he, him, together, he or it comes to him, right? So this to here is this to here. It sounds like a strange sentence. This two here is this two here. Here. I'm getting myself confused. All right. So, yati, he or it comes to him. We'll have to wait for a moment to know if it's he or it, right? We have to get some more information. Now, when I have a hidden pronoun he, what's my responsibility? What do I need to do? When there's a hidden pronoun he in a jumla fi'liya, what do I have to do? I have to make sure that... Welcome, Sister Afroza. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's fine. What do I have to do when I know that... Yes, mashallah, that is correct. Now, what are the rules for the outside fa'il? What has to be marfu? The fi'il has to be marfu? There's three parts to the rule, right? Yes, to check outside fa'il. And what are the conditions for a word to be an outside fa'il? Three conditions. It has to be, it can't be mansoob and fa'il, Sister Widad. I think you're getting yourself mixed up a little bit. Okay, no, we're not going to look for maf'ul right now. We're going to look for an outside fa'il, like some people have mentioned already, an outside fa'il. That is the correct answer. But the outside fa'il has three conditions. It has to be what kind of word? Harf, ism, or fi'il? It has to be an ism. Yes, I see this. Brother Raid said an ism. What status does this ism have to be? It has to be an ism, which is in status marfu'. Very good, mashallah. Where does it have to be located? Can it be somewhere in front of the fi'l or anywhere after the fi'l? After the fi'l. No, not right after. Anywhere after, Sister Widad, because if you look only right after, you might not find it, right? Look at this. It's not right after here because right after there's a maf'ul, right? Do you see the maf'ul, Sister Widad? Right? So that's not right after, okay? So three conditions. Ism, marfu', after the fi'il. Is there one in our sentence? Brother Raid, you can ask your question again at the end, please, because I'm having trouble understanding it. So if it's not clear by the end, just please ask me at the end. Okay, so we have adhabun is the next word. Does it qualify? Does it follow the three rules of an outside fa'il? Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. So this is going to be our outside fa'il. So now, and what about if I don't know the meaning of adhab, what am I going to do? The easiest way to figure it out is to go to Quran.com, put in the surah number, Surah Hud is Surah 11, put in the ayah number, we're doing ayah 39, and you click on the word, oh, that's loud, عذابٌ. So you can see here, the meaning is, to be more precise, Sister Widad, Brother Raid seems to have caught on. Yes, yes, exactly. Very good, mashallah. It is indefinite, so we're going to say a punishment. Very good. Oh, I forgot to take my earbuds out. I hope that was not a joke. I don't know if you can hear the... I'm disconnected my earbuds. Okay. Now I'm going to re-plug in. Okay. Oh, okay. I just got a chime in my ears. Okay. So, the outside fa'il is عذابٌ. Okay, so now that we know that the fa'il is a punishment, are we going to say he or it? All right. So what's going to be, if we say يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ, what's the translation? Very good, Sister Nadia. Very good, Brother Raid. Sister Widad, you're stuck in Al Huda word to word mode. Give me the sentence in running translation. A punishment comes to him. Yes. Okay, Sister Widad, you want to try one more time? This is gonna cure you from that. Okay, mashallah, mashallah. A punishment, oop, what is this? This is not English. A punishment comes to him. So I've replaced my he, it, right, with a punishment because he, it has been fired, right? Outside fa'il has taken over. All right, mashallah, what comes next? Next box, I'm going to show you the ayah here. What comes next after عذابٌ? Next string is how many words? I think you probably are guessing by now. Yes. Okay. يُخْزِيهِ. So this is the verb or the fi'il, يُخْزِي. And then what's after it? Tell me what goes here. Yes. What goes here, I mean? What am I going to write in this box? What's its job in the sentence? Yes, it's a lomir, it's a pronoun. True, but what's its job? What's its function? Yes, mafrud, exactly. All right, so now I've got yukhzihi, and it's a mafrul. I've got some stuff here I need to tell you about. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at the dictionary. When we have this fi'l and we have a who in the parenthesis, what does it mean? So let's go ahead and where's my thing here? Okay, I don't see my thing. We're just, oh, here. Okay, anyways, I'm going to type it myself. Okay, so the root is kha zai ya. Okay, now what can you tell right away? You're looking at the root here in the tiny box on top. What can you tell? This fa'il is going to be irregular, our favorite. Maybe not. Well, they're all our favorites. It's like when you got multiple kids, right? These are words in the Quran, so they're all our favorites. But we do love a harf jar. Those are our very favorites. Okay, so let's look here. Okay, kha, zai, ya. So khaziya yakhzaw. Khaziya yakhz. Where's my? Okay, I'm gonna need the box here. I can't recall. Oh, shit. Okay, actually, you know what? We're not doing khaziya because you're going to have to take my word for it that this here is family four. And you can tell right away that it's not going to be family one. Can anybody tell me? This is like beyond the scope of what we've done in class, but can you tell me how you can tell that this is not family one, especially if you've been reading messages on WhatsApp? Yes, exactly. It's not a fatha on the ya, right? If you actually go after the tutorial and you look back in your textbook at your family tables, you'll see that this is family. Can anybody guess? Can anybody give a guess? We know which root it is. Okay, take my word for it. It's family four. So we're going to look here at family. Oh, well, okay. So yes, take my word for it. That's what Imam Arid says, so that I'm going with his line. So form four means to humiliate, to degrade, to dishonor. So when we have the who as maf'ul, we're going, the meaning is to humiliate someone, right? Whoever the maf'ul is, to humiliate the maf'ul. So let's go back here. So our root, so we know that it is present tense fi'il. We can tell by the ya at the beginning. And we know now that the, what am I doing? I'm making the text bold. I'm putting spaces. I'm not paying attention to my keys. Sorry about that. Text black. Okay, this is the present tense fi'il and its root. Oh, I've switched to Arabic. That's why it's not working. Where's Sister Laiba? She's supposed to help me with this. All right, so the root is kha, zai, ya. It is an irregular root. And what's the fa'il is hidden pronoun he. All right, so we said that it means to humiliate whoever the fa'il is. So what's the meaning going to be? The meaning of this is he or it humiliates. And the meaning of this is him. So what is going to be the combined meaning of yukhzi he? Very good, Brother Raid. Very good, Sister Wudad. Very good. Oh, mashallah, everybody's got the answer. He or it humiliates him. Now, why did I? I don't know why I crossed out my he or it, to be honest. No, this should not be crossed out. There, that's better. All right. Now, looks like there's an outside maf'ul. An outside maf'ul. You mean like, judging from the crossing out? No. No. This would have been like, if there's yukhzi hi, adhabun, if the word adhabun would be there, then we would change this for punishment humiliates him. But now there's no outside maf'ul. If we look after that, there's no, like if we look further, there's no outside maf'ul. So we're not gonna look for it because there's none. We can even look at, there's no ism that is marfu', like because this sentence ends here, right? There's nothing after. So there's no outside fa'al. No, yes, okay. I see what you're saying now. No, there is none. That was my mistake. I probably copied from somewhere else. I apologize for that. Let's get back on track. There's something here that we haven't learned about. It's something very interesting. All right. You notice I put here some green boxes. Okay. The word adhabun is actually man'ut. Can anybody guess what the na'at of adhabun is? A na'at is something that describes, right? That gives a description. So what is the description of this adhabun? What is the na'at? Almost, Brother Rayi, Add a little bit more. Yes, Sister Nadia. Very good, mashallah. So yukhzihi is actually the na'at for the man'ut adhabun. So since we don't, what this is actually a sentence within a sentence. And if you remember, this is in the curriculum for the end of the semester, right? Sentences within sentences. So it's more complex, more advanced. But I'm going to tell you now that a way, and this is why it's hard to translate isolated parts of the sentence. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect them by using a device. We're going to say a punishment which humiliates him. So a punishment which humiliates him comes to him. Okay, a punishment which humiliates him comes to him. So now we have our sentence. I'm just going to move the chat here. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. So then you all will know. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ. Who is the person who? A punishment which humiliates him comes to him. Oops, shouldn't they be the same in type of word? No, not in man'ut. Don't have to be the same in type of word. It has to be the same in certain regards, but not in that way. And actually, normally you'd have them in the same status, but I'll tell you a secret. Morning people did not get to hear this. So we're actually going to say that yukhzihi is like in the place of marfu. We're going to say it's in the place of marfu because it's got, normally the na'at would be ghadabun, something that ends in un, right? So you don't have, if that confused you, just ignore it. But just take my word for it that it doesn't have to be the same type of word. And okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the next part of the ayah. We're going to go a little bit faster so that we can finish. I hope you're not crying. It was very simple before. It's two words, same status and so on. But, okay, alhamdulillah. But is everybody else having problems hearing me? The volume is on 100% right now. I cannot put it higher. Brother Ali, I'm sorry. You'll need to fix something on your end, I think. So what the Quran is, yes, mashallah, here's our mascot, our logo. So the Quran is the highest level of speech. So it's not only going to have adhabun shadidun, right? There's adhabun shadidun, but you're going to have more complex forms. So you'll have sentences describing things. And actually, it's there in the language also. We just hadn't, touched that PL yet. So, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ. What goes in the next box? Yes, it is beautiful. It is nice. Okay. Our next two boxes are going to be wa and yahidu, because we know that this is what kind of word it is. We know that it is a huff, right? And what does it mean? I'm going to give you this one as a freebie. It means and. So yahilu. Let me make sure I didn't forget anything here. Atayati. Oh my goodness, I forgot to put the black the meaning. Okay, so next we're going to look here. Oops, don't look. Well, okay. Here, fine. I'll tell you. This root here is ha lam lam, right? Three root letters, two of them represented by the lam with the shadda. So we're going to go to the Quran Arabic corpus to look it up. Oh, come on. Work with me. Oh, it doesn't want to work with me. That's okay. I'll do it myself. Ah, very good, very good. Actually, that is the same root as halal, right? One of the du'as that I made at the beginning of the class was, which ayah are we in? We are in. One of the du'as that I made was, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqadata min lisani yafqahu qawli. When we say wa hlul, we're asking Allah to untie the knot min lisani from my tongue, right? So halla yahillu, or is it halla yahullu? There's two versions, so I want to make sure that, okay, halla yahullu literally means to untie a knot, right? To untie, as in untie a knot. And sorry, I'm just, okay, let me just do a shortcut here. Verse 39. Now we go straight to the word, right? So this dua, we're asking Allah to untie the knot in my tongue, right? So there's multiple meanings for ha, lam, lam, family one, right? One of them is to be lawful, right? As, Sister Mariam, that's not family one. That's family two, what you're referring to. What we're referring to now, is family one. And family one, there's the meaning of lawful. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ, and it is not lawful, not lawful, right? To be lawful. And there's another meaning is to come out of ihram. And there's the meaning of untie here. وَحْلُوا الْعُقَدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي. This is the dua that I was making. And there's another meaning of descend, right? We know here we are in this ayah here. So this is the meaning here, to descend. No problem, Sister Mariam, don't worry. All right, so halla yahullu, the meaning, okay, this is, again, it's irregular, so I'm just going to take you, it's present tense fi'l, hidden pronoun he, its root is halam lam, it's an irregular fi'l, and it's a hidden pronoun he, and the meaning, one meaning is he or it descends. And another meaning, when I said that it means to untie a knot, right? When you untie a knot, you cut something free. Let's say you had an animal that was tied and you undid the knot. You unleash that beast, right? Let's say it was a guard dog. So here, it is unleashed. So it descends, or it is unleashed. And what here is our next, what is this? Alayhi. Alayhi, what is that? Very good, mashallah, Brother Raid. Okay, that's the meaning, Sister Froza. Grammatically, what is it? Or even like, what are the two words? Okay, this one, freebie. This one is he. We did this a lot today. So what goes in this box? All right. Okay. This is actually alay right here, but the ya is there to help it connect with the he. So this is actually the harf jar ala, right? Sounds familiar? Hopefully it does from class. Alayhi, so it's harf jar ala, and somebody already mentioned that this is ism majroor. Very good. So our buddies, hafjar, ism mashroor, together. So when we have halla yahullu with ala, it means to descend. What's the meaning of ala? Gone. Okay. Any other ideas? Complementary ideas? Upon. Very good. On or upon. And he? I heard my husband through the wall. He's in the other room, so he doesn't distract me. Upon him. Yes, mashallah. Correct, Mohammed. Okay, so here, how would you say this all together? Actually, he or it descends upon him, or he or she. Well, you know what? By now, we know, okay, we have our harf here. It's connecting it to this, actually. Right? It humiliates him and, right? So we already know that it is it. This is not a person. This is the punishment. So let's stick to it. Actually, let's just cross it out since we already know, right? There's no outside fa'il. This is not why I'm crossing it out. We already know that it's it. So it descends upon him. Perfect. So it descends upon him or it is unleashed upon him. Next, what comes here? Oh my goodness, I just put my foot in my mouth. Let me undo what I did here. Okay, what do we have here? Ah, somebody looked and saw my color coding. Okay, before that, let's talk about عذابٌ. Okay, we can talk about this actually right now. What's the next word? What do you see here? Sister Widad wants to talk about this. Let's talk about this. Are they both? Yes. Okay. All right. Yay. Oops. Wait. Not the whole thing. Okay. This is man'ut and na'at. Yes. And the other thing is, just like above here, just like we had here, adabun is our outside fa'il. Right? So we already went through the process. So it's man'ut. It's and this is the na'at. And it's the outside fa'il. So now, what... Oh, I know what it is. It just goes here. I made a mistake here. I forgot to take this away. Okay. Alhamdulillah. It's all good. We already went through that process earlier. And what is the meaning of... we already went through looking up the meaning also. Right? So this is the outside fa'il. So it a punishment descends upon him. A punishment is unleashed upon him. But we have outside fa'il for yahillu. Yes, it's outside fa'il for yahillu because it's coming after yahillu, right? So it's an ism, it's marfu' and it's coming after yahillu. Yahillu alayhi adabun. Yahillu alayhi adabun. Now, muqimun. Muqimun is the na'at. If we look at this word, oops. Okay, I got this for, hey, you're not the right color. Okay, here. So we looked at this, remember when we were looking at the word qawm in the class notes from page 62? The other day we were looking at the word qawm, right? And we talked about how aqama means to establish. And we have here muqim, right? So aqama is form for fi'il. Aqama, and its present tense is yuqimu. Aqama yuqimu. What's the meaning? Yes. And here we have the word muqim. Since we know that it's family four, can anybody tell me what they think this might be, what family member this might be? Is this what you mean, Brother Raid, the actor? Yes, okay, mashallah. Yes, it is the one who establishes, right? So it... can you tell me what is the R1? Thank you. One. Qaf, okay. And are three. Meme. Okay, so we've got qaf and meme. What goes in the middle? Question mark. Yes. So those of us who have studied roots over and over and over again know that it is wow. And others of us might be guessing. Other of us might just know it, even if they didn't study roots over and over again. This is qaf waw mim. And again, this is irregular. This is family four. Irregularities go across all the families. So we will study this later on, inshallah. So this is root qaf waw mim. It is the actor from the family. It means one that establishes. So it's establishing itself on him. Yes, the waw, exactly. The waw turned to alif right here. And here to yeah. So they do very irregular things, as you can see. So here you can see the meaning of lasting. It has established itself on him. So now that we know that this is manrut and not, how are we going to translate عذابٌ مقيمٌ? Yes, a lasting punishment. So now we can put this together, right? A lasting punishment. This is our fa'il. In English, we mentioned the fa'il before the fi'l, right? So a lasting punishment descends. It is fired because we got our outside fa'il. A lasting punishment descends upon him. A lasting punishment descends upon him. Okay, so this is our ayah. Then or so you all will know who is a person who a punishment will which humiliates him comes to him. And a lasting punishment descends upon him. So who's this person? Who's this person who a punishment which humiliates him will come to him? And why humiliates? Because experiencing that punishment is humiliating. And who is the person who a lasting punishment descends upon him? So this is very, very scary. If I tried to independently translate that, I would guess it to be the one who establishes punishment, which is different from what we derived. The one who established. This is na't, right? A na't describes the manrut. Adabun is described as muqim. So this can only, it cannot be, it's not muqimun. It's not muqimu adhabin. I think you've got it like backwards as if it was mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Brother, try and write it down a few more times and see if you are able to get it. Because this word has to describe this word, right? So it cannot be the one who establishes this because this word is describing that. Sorry, I don't know if I'm... Yes, that's exactly what is the issue. Exactly. And that takes practice. But also, right, the fact that we saw a hidden pronoun he, we looked for an outside fa'il, and we found that this is our fa'il. Once we found that this is our fa'il, a word like this is going to be a description of this fa'il. So we have to look at it all together. We can't look at it in isolation. Otherwise, it's not going to work for us. All right, so we're only going to do the next ayah, just this little part. That's how far the morning people got. And then we got a little more to do, and then we're done for today, inshallah. So here, hatta is, I'm going to tell you what hatta is, because as Imam Arij was saying, the grammarian who's expert in grammar, studied grammar all his life, at his death, he said, I still don't know what hatta is, what kind of word. So we're just going to say that it is a harf. And we're going to say about this harf that it means, what is its meaning? No, not harf. When we're not, this is not, if it was harf jar, what would we have right after, Sister Wildad? What would we have right after if it was harf jar? Ism mashrur. Do we have an ism mashrur afterwards? Anything we can recognize as an ism mashrur? No. No, we don't see one. So this is not a harf jar. For now, we'll just say it's a harf. And you're right, it means until. And then idha, we're just going to say it's a special ism. We can study that later, inshallah. And what does idha mean? Correct, it means when. And what's our next word? We're going to spend a little bit on, don't look at my box here. We're going to spend a little time on ja'a. Okay, so ja'a, I should have asked you that. It's a past tense fi'il. And its root is jim, hamza, ya. It's an irregular, How many irregularities are in here? Yeah, so we've got, as Brother Ali has pointed out, we've got a ya and a hamza. So this is very irregular. So the past tense is, something is going on with my, I kept control. Okay, ja'a, past tense, present tense, yaji'u. Ja'a, yaji'u. Who knows the meaning of ja'a, yaji'u? Ja'a, yaji'u. Anybody? Are you guys still there? Am I disconnected? Okay, let's look at the dictionary. وجزانا وياك برذر وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. All right, جاء يجيء. We can see جيم يا همزة here. جاء يجيء. The meaning is to come. And when we've got a مفعول, what does it mean? When it comes with a مفعول, a detached pronoun مفعول, to come to. Very good. To come to. Okay, so ja'a yaji'u on its own means to come. And here it's going to come. Here we don't have the who. So it's just going to, the meaning is just going to stay to come. Oh, hidden pronoun is he. The fa'il is hidden pronoun he, and it means he. Or it came. We don't have a who, so we're not going to say came to, like this. Okay. Next is amru and na. What's the relationship between these two words? Okay, yes, very good. So when you have an attached pronoun attached to a fi'il, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sister Maryam. When you have an attached pronoun attached to a ism, Sister Widad is jumping ahead here. What's the relationship between these two? We got one person told me. That's okay. One person told me, Sister Nadia. Guys, come on, you know this. What's the relationship between Amru and Na? Amruna. Okay, you're gonna be sorry when I show it. All right, there you go. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi, right? So when there's an attached pronoun attached to an ism, it's mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Don't forget your step one. Okay, and as somebody, Sister Widad has already pointed out, we got hidden pronoun he, we got an ism marfu after, yes, right, that's right, exactly. No al, no tanween. Something's up. There has to be al or tanween. There's neither. It's attached to a pronoun. So we've got mudaf ilayhi. And here, yes, and this ism, this ism is marfu. We got hidden pronoun he, an ism marfu coming after the fi'l. So what is this going to be? It fits all the conditions. So it's going to be? Anyone? Anyone? Okay, I'm going to have to do the big reveal on my own. Outside fa'il. You guys know this. Okay, what is amr? Is command in this meaning, okay, in this context. So what is na? You guys make me happy, tell me. Okay, that's good. More of you, tell me. What is na? Okay. Yes. All right. Good. So what's the meaning together? Our command. That's okay. I was not trying to figure it out. Yes. Yes. Typo. Okay. So now that we know that this is our outside fa'il, translate this together. Ja'a amruna. Ja'a amruna. Yes. Yes, very good. Sister Widad, I love your capital O because this is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is out of etiquette. I love to always put a capital when I translate. So our command came, right? So he slash it fired. Our command came. Until our command came. All right, if you guys can let, so the command of Allah came for the destruction to begin or for the adab to begin, right? The rest of the ayah, we don't have time to do. Whoever is able to stay back, we're going to look a little bit more at this here. So that it's going to give you a chance. So we're almost done. We just got a couple more minutes left. So if you can stay back, wonderful. Otherwise, jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Okay, so please send me a private message, translate to Arabic, his command came. Right? So we have our command came. You know what? I'm going to add our command came just so that you have a reference. Wait, where is this here? Insert above. Our command came. Ja'a amruna. Okay. Okay, so ja'a amru. What happened to the alif? Ja'a amruna. Our command came. Okay, Sister Maria. Okay, very good, mashallah. Excellent answers. Ja'a amruhu. Oh, switch to English. Ja'a amruhu. Now tell me, her command came. Excellent, mashallah. Ja'a amruha. Now your command came. Singular. One guy. Mr. Afroza, it's still going to be, Amru is still going to be marfu. Sister Nadia, this is the attached pronoun for the maf'ul. So what letter are you going to have? Try again, Sister Nadia. You're thinking of conjugation. We are translating. Your command came, Sister Maryam. Yes, yes, you can send this one. Your command came. So this is our example here. Okay, Sister Nadia, you want to try again? And Sister Afroza? Yes, yes, Sister Widad. Hold on. This chat is moving too fast. You sent me two, I think. Yes, Sister Widad, you're correct. Your command came. Okay, we need some help with this one. I think I'm going to mark this one when you look at your notes, right? Pay attention to this one, right? Ja'a amruka. Ah, oh, the light bulbs are going off. Mashallah. Ja'a amruka, right? Now my command. This one is more challenging. Very good, Sister Maryam. Ja'a amruka. Yes, you got it, Sister Afroza. Yes, yes, Sister Maryam, you were giving, yes, and you're correct, Sister Maryam, your answer was correct. Sister Afroza, excellent, mashallah, very good. Ja'a amri. Okay, so now if we want to say Allah's command came, no pronoun, we're going to use lafzul jalala this time. You need to show me the status at the end of Laftul Jalala. Okay, everyone? Don't just send the word Allah. I need to see the ending. You can just send me the letter if you want, like with a little star. Sister Nadia, perfect. Yes, Sister Maryam, very good. Very good, Sister Afroza. Okay, very good, mashallah. Ja'a amrullahi. What's the fi'il in this sentence here, the last one? Yes, Sister Widad. Very good. Everybody's answers. That's why I said very good to everybody. What's the fi'il? Don't tell me the fa'il. No. Okay, you can send to everyone now, actually. Okay, the fa'il is ja'a. What's the fa'il? Okay, think carefully because look at the sentence. Think carefully. Don't skip the steps. Okay, Sister Widad, mashallah. Can everybody look at Sister Widad's answer? Ooh, Sister Afroza, what's the word Allah, what's its status? What's the status of the word Allah? It's majroor, right? Because it is mudaf ilayhi. Amru mudaf, laftul jalali, word Allahi. Mudaf ilay, right? Amru, mudaf, word Allah, mudaf ilayhi. So it can't be the fa'il. So the fa'il, those of you who answered amru, this is correct, right? HP, he got fired. Okay, so what is the, I've already given this answer actually. The word amru is, it's the fa'il, but it's also what? What's that, Sister Maryam? Yes, very good. Mudaf. And what's the word Allah? مضاف إليه. Okay. And what about the next four things? Fire. No, it's okay. It's okay. The word Amr is a good replacement. Okay, let's say he retired. Okay, we'll make it friendly. He retired. All right. I'm going to put our last little bit here on the screen. Okay. So Ja'a, our sentence here was Ja'a Amrullahi. Our sentence here is Ja'a Amruna, which is the one in the ayah. What's the fi'il? I don't think it was voluntary, actually, says to it out. Okay. What is the fa'il? I'm getting those good answers, mashallah. And what is Amru also? Amru is doubling as a mudaf. Yes, very good, mashallah. And what is the mudaf ilayhi? Beautiful. Students, you've done a lot of work. You worked very hard. May Allah reward you. May Allah accept from all of us. And I will see you next Saturday, inshallah, online. Jazakumullah khairan. Jazana wa yaki. Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. And I'll see you in class on Monday, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh. Amin wa iyaki. Amin wa iyaki. Amin wa iyakunna. I just see there's a lot of jazakallahu khairan. Mashallah. Assalamu alaikum.